Well, from Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, it's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We get to make the picks on Blog of the Week. You get to make the picks on Soundbite of the Week. That means we're going to play 4 soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. And what we want you to do is call us or email us and vote for your Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. You may disagree with it. You might find it funny. You might find it shocking. Any reason is a good reason to vote for any of these soundbites as the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. And if you're going to email, email early because the email takes a little longer to arrive. Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-MYIE. The first soundbite for your consideration this week comes from a caller from Oregon to the Issues Etc. listener comment line. He's actually making several comments, one about his online listening, but another one about my attire.
Hey, guys, it's great to have you back. Steve Dunham calling from Medford, Oregon, and I just wanted to thank you all for joining me on my two-week vacation in Hawaii. We had a great time, you, Todd, and Jeff, and people like Scott Klusendorf and Jeff Kloha and John Celeska and Gretchen Passantino. We all had a great time on the iPod. It's the only way to go. But really, I'm kind of glad that Todd didn't go, because I saw that picture of him on the website and those shorts, capris or manpris or whatever you want to call them, Todd, that just don't work for you, buddy. Anyway, I'm really happy to have you back, and we had a great time in Hawaii. I'll listen to you every day. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Steve calling from Oregon about my man Priest and about his online listening. And I don't like the name man Priest, but I guess they fit as well as anything else. I wore a pair today. My knees are judiciously hidden beneath the long shorts. That's an oxymoron. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. We were talking about Chinese religions, and he segued into a discussion of the New Age movement.
The reason why Eastern religions have influenced the New Age movement in the United States is simply this. New Agers want to be able to create religions that will make them feel good. The religions are pro-choice. The whole idea is that you're at the center and you choose. So, within Buddhism, Mahayana, for example, over against Hinayana, and say, my, I prefer that. But does preference equal truth in any sense of the word? I mean, surely not. I may like a green pill better than a red pill, but if I don't know what the pill will do to me and I simply swallow it because it makes me feel better, I may very well end up dead.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the New Age, what he calls pro-choice religions. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Should that one be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, give us a call. Talk back at issuesetc.org. That's our in-studio email address as well for your votes. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor George Borghardt, his favorite song. Let's hear it.
Hey, fighting tigers, fight all the way. Hey, fighting tigers, win the game today. You've got to know how you're doing fine. That's enough. But, you know, it's hang on the ball as you hit the wall and smash right through the line. You got to go for the touchdown, run up the score, make Mike the Tiger stand right up and roar. Give it all your might as you fight tonight and keep the Golden View victory for LSU. BCS champions last year. Yes.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Borghardt singing his favorite song. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE or email us talkback at issuesetc.org. It's Friday, August the 8th. We're coming to you live here in the first hour playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Get ready to call and vote or email and vote, because here's soundbite number four. It's an analogy on baptism, one I'd never heard, but one that will stay with me forever, from Pastor Tim Pauls.
I grew up always liking medical shows. I saw a lot of emergency room scenes over the years. And at least once an hour on those shows, someone was always wheeled in on a gurney, and their heart had stopped. And not once in all those years did a doctor ever hand the paddles to the patient and say, sir, if you'll just shock yourself back to life, you'll be fine. The life had to come from outside of him because he was dead. And likewise, if we take serious in Scripture that we are in fact born dead in our trespasses and sins, that we cannot save ourselves, then that life has to come from outside of us. That forgiveness and faith all come from outside of us, and that comes from God. And if God can give that to an adult, if it's all God's doing, certainly he can give that to an infant as well.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Should it be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? It's time to play. You can email us here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Every time we've played Issues Etc. soundbite of the week since we've come back on the air, we've had one runaway winner. So it didn't used to be that way. We used to have more split votes, more even voting over the entire field of sound bites. I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback@issuesetc.org. Should it be soundbite number one? The caller from Oregon with his comments on my attire. Should it be soundbite number two? Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the New Age movement, and it turns everything in religion into a matter of personal preference. Actually, Christianity's on its way to doing that, too, sad to say. Should it be soundbite number three, Pastor George Borghardt singing the LSU fight song? Or should it be soundbite number four, an analogy for baptism from Pastor Tim Pauls? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. We're coming to you live this Friday, it's August the 8th, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll take your votes on the other side of the break. Which of these soundbites should be the soundbite of the week? Here's a call. It's Bob listening in Vermont. Bob, welcome.
Thank you. I guess I'm a sucker for John Warwick Montgomery. As always, he does a great job in explaining the sinful man's default setting. Eastern religion, New Age religion, nothing new. We heard it all first in the garden.
Bob, thank you very much. Good reason, too. You know, that's the great thing about Montgomery, is he's a very intelligent guy. He has more letters after his name than anyone I've ever met. One of the most educated men on the planet, probably. And he puts that education to good use. And yet he is able to take very complicated notions and ideas and make them very simple. So there's one vote for soundbite number two. When we come back, I want the rest of your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE or email us talkback@issuesetc.org.
It's the new phone number for the Issues Etc. listener comment line. 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the Sponsors section of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Too Lutheran for a Lutheran radio station. You're listening to Issues Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,500 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Chris Hoffman, Eric Toft, Alex Breck, David Markworth, Eunice Graham, Gene Schneider, Patrick Kyle, Pastor Todd Schroeder, Colin Scheit, and Jan Breck. Thanks for your support.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Issues Etc., Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for your support of Issues Etc. I'm so glad it's Friday, not only because the weekend is on the way, but also because we get to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. This is one of those things, it's like the daily workout that keeps us on our toes. It requires us to move a little faster than we normally do. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. Is it soundbite number one? A caller from Oregon talking about the manprees that I like to wear every day. Closet full of manprees. You should see it. Soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the New Age Movement. Or soundbite number three, Pastor George Borghardt singing the LSU fight song. Soundbite number four, a baptism analogy from Pastor Tim Pauls. 1-877-623-MY-IE or talk back at issuesetc.org. All right, let's go to the phone and see what Nancy has to say. She's calling from California. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
I'm voting for number four, the baptism one, because I think it ties in with your blog quote of the week. And so it's all a nice, tidy package.
Oh, thank you very much. So you like the running theme that's at work
yes.
there?
Yes.
All right, Nancy, and thank
I
you.
I liked it very much, and I also liked the blog, your blog spot of the week, too, about baptism.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thanks for listening in California. In Minneapolis, here is Martin. Hi, Martin.
Hello. Good to talk to you for the first time. I am a new listener to Issues Etc., and hopefully I am one of many new listeners.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. When did you first hear about us, Martin?
You first came to my notice when you were canceled. And I'm not a member of the Missouri Senate. I'm one of these members of one of these old Missouri groups. But I pay attention to the blogs and noticed the hubbub and wondered, well, what's this about? And as soon as I saw you were coming back on Pastor McCain's blog, I started listening.
Well, I'm glad that you got a chance to hear what all the hubbub was all about. So it's nice to be back. Thank you very much. So what's your vote for Soundbite of the Week?
Definitely number four.
All right.
Pastor Paul's analogy, one of the best analogies I've heard in a long time on baptism. I will definitely be adding it to my analogies, which I'll use in my confirmation classes and adult instruction. It's excellent.
Martin, thank you so much. Thanks for finding us, and thanks for listening in Minneapolis. This email comes from Sharon in St. Louis. She says, it has to be number three, Pastor Borghardt singing his favorite song. That's what makes him so cool. I don't think about George as cool for some reason. I'd like to hear him sing the Broadway words, too. He actually had a pretty nice voice, didn't he, Jeff? We were kind of surprised. He seemed to have some talent there. Here's a caller from Minnesota, Carrie. Welcome to Issues Etc. Carrie,
hello.
Welcome. Hi, Carrie.
Oh, hi.
Which is your? Which do you think should be Soundbite of the Week?
I like Tim Paul's number four.
Why?
Because of the dead. Bringing them. How can a dead person, if we're spiritually dead, make that decision to revive ourselves?
Carrie, thank you, and thanks for listening up in Minnesota. The good thing about it is it calls to mind the image of a dead person. How ludicrous it is to ask the dead person to defibrillate himself. This email comes from Bert. He says, Todd, I've got to say that the man prees are definitely not good. Please, 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 if you must call them something, call them knickers. They're cargo shorts is what they are. Tim Paul's analogy on baptism gets my vote, however. The life does come from outside of us, and it's the most comforting thing for a sinner. I have the new life that Jesus gives because Jesus said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Martin Luther said, I believe it and you have it. Amen. Bert, thank you very much. So he is voting for soundbite number four. Make sure that I get my tally going there. See, this email comes from Mary. She says, I have my Baptist sister and brother-in-law listening and downloading now. Oh, thank you very much. It's nice to hear that. Dennis in Michigan, his vote is for number four. That gives it 5 votes. Pastor Tim Paul on baptism, he says, Dennis, as you noted earlier in quoting St. Paul, we are indeed dead in our trespasses and sins prior to baptism. The vision of telling a dead corpse to grab the paddles and shock himself back to life is equivalent to those who claim a convert must decide to allow God into his heart. That heart is dead in sin and can only know God and the grace Jesus wishes to give to them by the work of the Holy Spirit. By themselves, they cannot shock themselves into a state of justification or, parenthetically, sanctification. Thank you very much, Dennis, for the email. And Mary voted for number 4, by the way, which gives it a grand total of 6. So we've got soundbite number 1, regarding the man-prise that I wear so often, no votes. Soundbite number 2, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, he has 1 vote. Soundbite number 3, George Borghardt singing his favorite song, has 1 vote. And then soundbite number 4 has 6 so far. Still time for your vote. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or just give us a call. We've got plenty of time. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Coming up after Issues Etc., soundbite of the week, we're going to talk same-sex marriage with Jennifer Roback Morse. She's author of the book Smart Sex and Love and Economics. She says there are social and economic consequences to same-sex marriage. And then a little later after that, we'll be talking about the Mind Sciences, the Christian Science Church. Gretchen Passantino of Answers in Action will be our guest. Jen in Michigan sends her email. She says, my vote is for number 4. She gives no reason, but she put a smiley at the end of her email. That's so nice. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback@issuesetc.org. Well, the runaway winner with 7 votes this week is this baptism analogy, and it comes from Pastor Tim Pauls.
I grew up always liking medical shows. I saw a lot of emergency room scenes over the years. And at least once an hour on those shows, someone was always wheeled in on a gurney, and their heart had stopped. And not once in all those years did a doctor ever hand the paddles to the patient and say, sir, if you'll just shock yourself back to life, you'll be fine. The life had to come from outside of him because he was dead. And likewise, if we take serious in Scripture that we are in fact born dead in our trespasses and sins, that we cannot save ourselves, then that life has to come from outside of us. That forgiveness and faith all come from outside of us, and that comes from God. And if God can give that to an adult, if it's all God's doing, certainly he can give that to an infant as well.
That's our Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Thanks for everybody who played, and thanks for everybody who voted. You know, it's really true. There's an old Latin term that theologians use to talk about that life that comes from outside of us. In fact, the Latin term is nothing other than the 2 Latin words for outside of us. Extra nos. Extra N-O-S. Extra nos. It means outside of us. Now, it's true that the life that Christ delivers to us must come from outside because it cannot come from within. There is nothing in me, says St. Paul. There is no good in me that is in my flesh. And the same St. Paul says, we are dead in trespasses and sins until we are buried with Christ and raised to new life. So the life that we live is now Christ's life. Or he says, I have died, I no longer live, but in me Christ lives. But think about that. Even in this life, even as we live as Christians, the life still comes from outside of us. It does not ever come from within us. It always comes from outside of us and then resides in us. But the point of origin, the source of that life, is always outside of us. You know, Jen had emailed us on that baptism question earlier and asked that question about why do we need a delivery system? Even people who reject baptism, the Lord's Supper, as those means of grace, those delivery systems by which Jesus' death and resurrection is delivered to us, still have a delivery system. They still believe in one. When someone says, well, my delivery system is faith, ask them, where did you get the faith? Now, if they're not so foolish as to say, well, I invented it myself, they will tell you, well, I heard about Jesus. Well, there's a delivery system for you. You mean you actually heard words or read words? Yes, that's how I found out about Jesus. That's how faith was delivered to me. Well, there's a delivery system, the Word of God. To assert that baptism and the Lord's Supper and the word of forgiveness that's spoken in absolution are the delivery systems by which the death and resurrection of Jesus is given to us sinners is to say nothing more than it is the Word of God that brings us Christ. Because the only thing that makes baptism baptism is the Word of God. The only thing that makes the Lord's Supper is the Word of God. And the only thing that makes those words the pastor utters, I forgive you all your sins, the words that forgive sins is God's Word. In fact, Paul says this. He says, how will they believe unless they hear? He's talking about a delivery system. How can they believe unless they hear? And how can they hear unless someone preaches to them? And how can someone preach to them unless they're sent? See, Paul believed very firmly in a delivery system. Every Christian really does. It's just, do you believe that the Word of God is powerful enough to be delivered even to infants and powerful enough even to deliver the death and resurrection of Jesus through things like the Word and water or the Word and bread, the Word and wine?
Quickly, the mouse versus no mouse vote this week. I won, just so you know.
You mean the track?
6-4.
The track pad beat the mouse? We are truly, this is not your grandfather's church. My goodness. Great shows next week. Christianity and the Environment, Christian-centered marriage, that is Christ-centered marriage, and the emergent church movement next week when we come back, hour two of Issues Etc.
Good afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.